Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's time for our opening Commodity Market Report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. We'll check the opening prices here now on the Kansas City and Chicago Boards of Trade. The Kansas City wheat is kind of steady. It has not taken the downturn that some had expected, a little bit of a downturn, at least after the surge from yesterday. And the Chicago wheat market is rather substantially down. In fact, the entire Board of Trade table is down, including much lower numbers on soybeans. They have trended lower from the opening bell. The July wheat contract in Kansas City this morning opened at 5.07 a bushel. That was up a half cent. September at 5.14 up two. In December, it was open at 5.17 up one. The wheat market in Chicago on the Board of Trade, the July open at 4.20 down three. September 4.33 down three quarters. December 4.50 down three and a half. March of 07 wheat, 4.62 on the open, down six and a half. And the May wheat contract for next year, 4.64 down seven. And those prices have pretty much been rather steady in that kind of down range for the first half hour of trading. Corn for July opened this morning at 262 and three quarters, down a quarter. September opened unchanged at 274. December, 286 and three quarters unchanged. The March contract for corn next year, 295, down a half. The May, 301, up a half. July, 304 and a half, up a quarter. And September 2007 corn opened at 302 and a half, down 4.5 cents. And that is down currently in the 2 to 3 cent range on the nearby contracts. The bean market, the July opened at 602 and three quarters, down one and a quarter. August, 609, down one. September, down one at 614 and a half on the open. November beans opened at 624, down one and a half. January, 632, down one and a half. March beans for next year opened at 638, down two and a quarter cents. And the May beans for next year, 640, down three and a quarter. And now they those contracts are all down in the 6 to 8 cent range. July soybean meal opened this morning down 40 at 176 even. The August at 177.90 down 10. Bean oil for July opened at 25.67 down 15. The August oil contract at 25.85 a bushel down 17. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, May feeder cattle opened this morning at 103.60 up 5. The August at 106.60 up 12.5. September opened unchanged at 105.87.5. June live cattle at 77.80 on the open, up 7.5. August at 78.95, up 17.5. Hogs opened slightly higher as well. The June contract for lean hogs, 67.90, up 20. July opened at 67.35, up 15. August, 66.50, up 17.5. October lean hogs opened at 57.35, up 17.5 as well. And the July pork belly contract opened at 86 even, up 50. Looking at the outside markets, as the stock market is in its second hour of trading, the Dow is up about 9 points at 11,214. The S&P is up a half point at 12,71. And the NASDAQ is up 10 points at the moment at 22,06, rebounding slightly from big drops yesterday. In New York on the Mercantile Exchange, June crude oil is at $68.35 a barrel. That's down 34 cents. The CRB index is at 348.17, down 121. The U.S. dollar index at 84.53, down 34. Silver for May is currently trading at $12.90 an ounce, down about 2.5 cents, almost 3 cents. And gold for May, gold for June rather, is at $693.70. That's up 190.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us now for the analysis of our opening market on this Thursday morning is Dan Zwicker with AgriVisor Services. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
We saw the beans open a bit lower and then trend quite a bit lower, and the corn is now trading lower as well, and there were some calls for some supportive news in corn, but it's not really supporting it that much.
Well, we've had a pretty big jump of open interest here since last Friday's report. The funds are carrying, you know, some record long positions pretty well across the board here. So news-wise, there's really not a whole lot new probably coming to market. So the market's here probably ripe here for maybe a breather or a period of consolidation. We've had a pretty good climb, you know, in the corn market for now. The wheat market kind of met some of its upside objectives here yesterday, based upon some chart gaps and whatnot. So there's probably, you know, ripe here for a period of consolidation. I think that's kind of what we're seeing here, at least right now, here this morning.
Now, the weather's looked fairly positive for beans. In fact, one analysis last hour mentioned that, you know, despite what some farmers may be saying, it's a pretty good season so far for beans. Is that maybe contributing to the loss this morning?
Well, beans are kind of under trouble anyway because, you know, last week's supply-demand tables basically showed a building up of supplies and inventories. And, you know, on this price strength, we have seen a pickup of some farmer selling of old crop inventory both here and in South America. I'd say that a lot of areas probably ain't as far along planting as they would like to be. But, you know, if the weather forecasts are on target, it looks like we're going to go ahead and get those beans planted generally timely. I'm sure they're, you know, farmers like to have them in a week ago, but, for the most part, yield studies indicate that, late May bean plantings really don't do a whole lot of damage to yield as it would for corn. Mm-hmm.
The weekly USDA exports were within the range of expectations in wheat and corn, or wheat and soybeans rather, corn higher than normal, but that's not very supportive today?
Well, we need to have those kind of sales levels if we're going to reach some of USDA's numbers. So that's kind of, you know, it's supportive, very strong, and it does indicate at some point in time the export market is going to get fairly active where those exporters are going to want to accumulate some inventories. But, you know, the whole world knows there's a lot of old crop supplies around here on corn to be moved into the pipeline from elevator sources and farmer sources over the summer months. So, I mean, that's what keeps a lot of pressure here on these basis levels. This price strength has actually made some of the basis levels worse. So there's a lot of inventory around. You got to keep in mind that the market is being driven by distant expectations of supply tightening. It's not being driven by improved demand in the spot forward here. It's all expectations that demand is going to be better longer term, so the market's kind of being lifted higher rather than being driven higher.
One thing I wanted to touch on very quickly, too, is that the Kansas City wheat is not giving back anything after yesterday's strong gains.
Well, that's being driven by, you know, probably what's given us some weakness here in the Midwest is warmer, drier weather, which is kind of what we need for a while. But warmer, drier weather is not what the hard red winter wheat market needs and the spring wheat market. So the warmer, drier forecast for the southern plains that goes all the way up into southern Canada is somewhat positive wheat because it's not adding any bushels to the balance sheet when you're in a hot and dry weather pattern.
Anything else to add today, Dan?
That's about it.
All right, thanks. Dan Zwicker is with AgriVisor Services. He joins us every Thursday on the opening market report. Quickly looking at some of the key numbers on the boards of trade, Kansas City July wheat trading at $5.09 a bushel now, still up 2.5 cents. On the Chicago Board of Trade, July is at $4.21, down 2. September wheat, $4.33, down 3/4. In the corn, July, $2.60.5, down 2.5. September, $2.71.25, down 2.75. December corn, $2.95, down 1.75. March corn, $2.94, down 1.5. July beans right now trading at 5.97, down 7 cents. August at 6.03.5, down 6.5. September at 6.08.5, down 7. November beans down 6 right now, 6.19.5. Bean meal for July, 175.60, down 80 cents. And June bean oil at 25.43, down 39, now 40 cents off now at 25.42. Quickly on the Merc, May feeders at 103.75, up 20. June live cattle, 78.52.5, up 80. And lean hogs are up 60 at 68.30. The Dow right now up 9 points at 11,214. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Our next market update comes your way at 10:58 Central Time. Ed Kieser's forecast for today in northern and east central Illinois and across Indiana, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms. In west central and southern Illinois, mostly sunny this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun later, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And highs today ranging from 54 near Lake Michigan and 74 in the far south. Tonight in northern Illinois, clearing and cooler, elsewhere partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, and lows ranging from around 40 in the far north to around 50 in the south. 61 degrees in Urbana now at 10 o'clock Central Time. Time to turn it over to Jack Brighton, who's hosting Focus 580 today. Morning, Jack.
Good morning, Tom.